Rishalmi Tainis Dav Vav. Mishnah continues Hagia Rosh Chodesh B'Kislev Liyodu Gishonim. Came the first day of the month of Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and rain didn't happen yet. So what's the halakha of the next step regarding Rosh Chodesh Kislev? Remember, we said it's 2 weeks after the last man. We had the Mishnah yesterday of Yud Zayin Macheshvin, which was the time where we begin to fast. It's the third time, the third date of the rain to come. It didn't happen, so we begin to fast. And now it's ready, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. What do you do? Basin opens the Matzah Tainus. Basin goes ahead and makes Goyset. Three Tainus is on the Tzibur. And the whole Tzibur has to go ahead. They make a Tzibur, a Tainus Tzibur. And the Monday, it's a Monday, Thursday, and Monday. They go, people can go eat and eat and drink at night. But during the day, they have to fast. We're talking about La Malacha, Rechitza, Sikos, Nisasan, L'tashin, Amita. Again, these are only things for eating. It's the same thing as an individual fast, as a Tainus Tzibur. All these things are mutter. Ani Inuyim Amutter. The Inuyim Amutter, the only thing that's usher is the Achila. That's during the day. So the Mishnah discusses the halacha of these different fast days that we have, the three fast days. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara explains that there's a Mavyokan, a Kotaja, basically goes in al-Hafsik, Ein Ovens, Mavyodakas, Mesanis, Bam. There's a Kula as well. These are fast days that Chazal will Goveya, fast days of Bezdin, when Gozer, you have to stop eating. Bezdin goes in al-Hafsik, when Bezdin says that you have to stop eating, so the pregnant women and nursing women do not fast at all in these days. These kind of days, they're not to fast. It's a cool day to fast. And we don't let them extend because they have to fast from the night before. That's damageable. It's a damage, could damage the pregnancy, the fetus. And therefore, we don't do that. We don't, it says the Korban Eid to explain. Ma'odyum, look, when it goes, we have to stop already eating when it's daytime. So then, we don't want anything to happen to the Vlad. So if you fast already from the night before, it's already a lot of hours. So therefore, women, they don't fast. So tomorrow, let's see. I'm having my Yitzhak, and you run the Baruch Shekazal Kavach and Lavsi. However, the Bezim, you can say that only a Bezim is Goyzer on fast. Only they don't require to stop the day before. Only at night, you have to stop the day before. And the Goyzer, but they start right away, you have to stop right away. But nighttime, you have to stop. And over those menachas masad, then they would fast. So if they don't make it for Xera for them, they don't have to. But if they made a fast that you have to go ahead before the night begins, you have to do it. That's Xera. Then even they would fast. Even menachas would have to be as well. That's part of the takana. There would be because of the tzara, they would have to fast. The go nakas atzura, so the basu gashamim, terrible rain, didn't rain for 40 days and things like that. Then it would have to, even menachas and menachas would have to fast because of the seriousness of. It's a shasa tzorek hashor, and they would have to be machmir to fast. Rabbi the raya to mishnah from mishnah. Time we looked at the brisa over the nakas mesanos kedakim tishah b'av yom kippur. Pregnant woman is from a fast regular tishah b'av and yom kippur like a regular time, like everybody else. We don't say that it's not fasted. We don't have to. In other words, the other tiny yoster rabbanon. We didn't make them fast, embarrass them in that. But on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they have to fast like everybody else. No nafkamina. But just time is, what about the first three times we have by a public fast for Geshem that no rain came, for drought? But in the second ones we make, on the seven ones make, then we don't, they don't fast. The first three they do, but not on the ones, and the other ones we don't. We don't go ahead and make, even if they're not fasting, but they don't go have tanfukim, they don't go ahead and have delicacies. They don't go ahead and just let consider it completely ignore the day. It's a serious day. And we don't want them to have the dessert delicacies. They only have to go eat enough, just the minimum amount, to make sure that the Vlad gets what he needs, the nutrients that the baby needs, the fetus needs. But not every day we don't see it, you don't have to stop completely. You don't stop eating before the day before, but only from this time itself. Look up from the price we see. There's no exemption, mamish from them. That they're putted in b'chal from fasting, just saying on the day where they have to start fasting from before, then we don't make them fast this, but at the same time, there's a restriction on them to limit their intake, except what's needed for the baby, for the sake of the baby, so the baby can nurse, or that the baby is pregnant, that the baby could have the nourishment from. That's what we allow you to do. So after Gemara, that's one opinion. However, we have a chayra opinion for care. Even the time of Bezim right away, it says immediately you have to stop right away to eat. At the end of the day, they don't fast. That sheet the holes, even more of a kulatik. Even if it's mamish, you have to stop fasting now. Stop right away. It's a chumadika thing. They made a serious tainus. Even there, still they hold not made for meberet menekes because of the sakana levlad. And therefore, they don't have to do other tainus we do have, but not on these, they don't have to. And that is the machlokes would be here between the two datis, two amarayim, as to whether we make the gzeira for the muberes and menekos in this way as well. Mishnah continues. Over Shalyan, what happened? These 3 days came. After 3 days came, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, they fasted for the, and no rain came, still came. Then Bezim goes to another shot. Bezim goes makes 3 more fasts than at Tzibur. They're much more chumer then. Why? Here, because it'll be open, you can eat during the day. Asur malacha, can't work. The other ones we said you could do malacha. Everything is asur except for, everything is mutter except for eating. Here, no, malacha is asur. Rechitza, and musika ni salsando, tashma shamito, these things are all. But no one's my customer. We locked the bathhouse. The people can't go into the bathhouse. They shouldn't go into, we want to make sure they don't go, make sure they're closed, that they don't go in. That they want to listen to the, even though the rechitza asur b'chamin. Why do we close the bathhouses? They can wash at home. Teretz said they don't have chamin at home. So chamin is also, but tzonin they could do, says the plain Moshe. We assume that the tzonin they could do, but the hot water is what we ask. That's the real tainik that we don't let them do. So there's a chamin. These next three fasts are much more chamin than the first ones. Up the Gemara. Zero, if you know, or some luck, the person does malach on a tight seber, or some luck, it's like he did, but luck on Mamash Yom Kippur. That's how serious it is. Matam, where do we see it from? Kachut Sorm, Kiro, Atzara. State in the Pusik in Tanab, in Yoel, that we consider, the Navi describes, that people get together to daven, it's as equal, prepare a fast and get a gathering. The lesson of Tzom is the same halach would be fine. But the Yom Tov, Matzeres, a gathering, that it would be just like a Yom Tov gas called a gathering. Malach is also so too. A time is called an Atzeres. The Torah used the lesson Atzara. And therefore, Malacha, we learn the same limud, that Atzara is the same Malacha that you can't do Malacha. Just like a Kachut Tzom, Yom Kippurim, Malacha Zasa, so too, at any fast day, which we tell you, the Navi calls it Atzara, would be Asur as well, the Malacha. It's like Marakasha, I would learn a Braisa, that said, Allah Mutter Madan Yasser, the night is Mutter, and the day is Asur. So, Mach Makun, Timmy said, it's like a Tzom, then what do you mean that you're allowed to have night? The whole thing should be Asur. It should be Asur at night also, the night before. Yom Kippur is Asur from the night before, Tishbev is Asur from the night before. So it's not the same. And Rav Zira, Kaimei Rabba Mamimiyah said, explain the answer to it. A super arm, gather them together. Mishah, Sipasam, only when they gather together. In other words, only when it did date. It's not Stam the same. But when it's, the first part of the Pasuk is with Selashim, the Pasuk is, Kitchusom, Kiru, Atzara, Kitchusom, the Lashim, we find, of Islam gathered together the people. So when does it start? When does the time to start? We gather them together. Gather together during the daytime. We don't gather together at night. Mela, therefore, Kitchu Tom Kiru Atzara Issu Zakanim. We gather them all Zakanim together. That's only in the end of the Pasuk is only talking about the Zakanim who gather together at day. Don't come at night. They're home. They're sleeping early. Went to sleep early. They don't go out at night. Mainly, therefore, it's not a time of Yisru Yam not gathering together as a Canaan, and therefore, it's not. Therefore, Torah is telling you only during the day is Asher Achila, not the halacha that apply for the night before. So, the Gemara, the halacha we say by Yisru Malacha, where do we get that concept of Yisru Malacha? It's a big Kiddush. You say, make people go, it's not a Yom Tov, why would it be Yisru Malacha? Gemara says, Nashai, Nagel, I'm going to go to the book of the Shukta. Women have the minhag not to work at all. All night after Matzah Shabbos, when Shabbos ends, and a minhag is not a. The Gemara said this is not a minhag. Adiyus b'sidra, but they refrain from work when the Gemara said when the sidra, when they're still davening in the shul minhag. That's a minhag. In other words, with the stam to go ahead, they don't think it's a mistake. It's not home Matzah Shabbos. You can't do. That's not what it means. It means that the what it means is when. Is that only, but not when the Shabbos is, that's not the real, that's not a correct minug, that's mistaken, but rather, at the Yisman Sardar, when they finish the davening, finish the Sidra, when we say at the Kadosh, we say the Kedusha of the Sidra, and we say a Matzah Shabbos after Shemone Esrei, that when we say that, that's part of the process of Abdullah, that we say there, until that point, we say they don't do work, that they don't do in Malacha. That's part of Tosa Shabbos that we don't do malacha, but not right away. That's wrong, says the Kohen Eda. That's not a minhag. That's a good minhag. Until they say, "Binoam at the kadosh," that's when they should go ahead and finish. That's a good minhag. Monday and Thursday of every week is not a minhag if you don't work. There's no minhag for that, not to do that. At the Hispanic Tanisa, whatever, but it's a dinus and public fast, then it's a minigus to talk and not to work. But you were updating minog. A day coming from working a day of Erev Shabbos, you have Yom Tif, it's not minog. It's wrong in the Mikkel and Maila, but from Mikkel on, that's what we say is minog. But Yom Atarach is minog. And the same thing, women are on Rosh Chodesh, is also that's also a good minog, that women don't work on Rosh Chodesh. Again, you might listen. We don't make melacha Erev Shabbos of Yom Tov. That's not a minute. A whole day they don't work. There's no minute for that. What the minute is after in the afternoon, Mincha L'mayla, then it's a minute nachanu, and you should not be, it's not usher, but it's a minute nachanu not to do melacha. It's a minute yafu, says the Kohen Edo, not to do melacha there in that time. The Mincha L'mayla, to could be able to prepare properly for Shabbos and be Yom Tov. So we don't do that. That's the problem. Same with Rosh Chodesh as well. It's a minig nashim is that they don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Something Mara, women who have a minig not to go ahead and not to make threads, mishtai, warp threads for weaving. When the month of Av comes, until Tishbav, they don't do it. Minig, it's a minig. That's a minig. It's a good minig. Shepaska Avnei Shasiyah, because the match with the Shasiyah was eliminated, Beis Midrash was destroyed. So therefore, just like the Avnei Shasiyah was destroyed, so therefore the Mishtatiya, with the Shesi, the threads, they do was symbolic to that, they identify with that. Therefore, we don't, the month of Av, they don't do. What's the basis of this? Matam, that we see it from the Pasuk in Tehillim, when the Shasas, the foundations, are destroyed, therefore we are, so like Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so this is something that's the same Lashon, the same words, Shasas, we don't let them, they don't create, they're knitting, they're sewing, they don't do that as well, that they don't, they refrain from it, because it's the same concept, the Kohen Beis Hamikdash is Narasu, so therefore they don't do the knitting, they don't do the Shosu, the minog that we do, they don't do that as well because it's inappropriate because the time of Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Another element I'm not going to call it from minog. All the things allowed are just minogim, and therefore it's good to do. It's a minog, and all the things that together we said a minog, but it's good to do. It's not aser, but it's a minog. It's a good minog to do. The dvar minog, all the things the minog, all these things are minog, says the Karban, says the Pnei Moshe. Whatever's already known, we don't do, we don't change, we keep it going. I showed my mitzvah of tzviya. The other things that he should do, they didn't do things. Mikmatzi shitim. These are all things that you don't have to do it, but if it's already noag to iser, we should refrain from doing it. It becomes a good minog, and people should not change. It should not be mekel. They should follow the minog, continue the minog. It should be continued being observed. When I said that another example, in Shita Navon Migdal Tzavaya, there were Shitan trees growing in Migdal Tzavaya, and the wood from that area was the one used to make the Mishkan, so therefore they had a minog that these trees were considered Dava Kadosh. They wouldn't use it for other reasons, they didn't use it only for Dava Kadosh. Because there was a tradition, a minog that it came from, those are the same trees used for the Mishkan, so they kept it, they treated it with reference. So Shalom Rav Kedemanan, they came to Israel Kanan, what's halacha? Such a thing, Ma'avet Me'on. It's such a halacha that we can't use these things for regular trees, regular work, can't use it for firewood or for anything else. So I'm a lay, Kiman Shinaka of Emma'ez, I said, you're right, that's some really no Yisr. But since your forefathers, the previous generations, when Noah treated them by Yisr, Mamela, Al Tasha, no change in Minigav, say no, Echin Nofesh, their souls are people not here anymore, but they did it, they don't exist, their Shamas are in Shemayim, but Lamaisa, they refrained from doing this. And therefore, we should remain the same thing. We should do it as well and refrain from doing it a minog, because that was something we followed the minog of Aseinu. And even if there's a basis for it, there's a svar for it, we follow them, even though today most people, it's only a chumradika thing, it's a personal thing. But lemaisa, it's something we continue doing. We don't change from from what was done in the previous generations. So we consider them as if the trees were what he called, says the Kohen Edo. If we say Shitan, there they used to cut Yaakov, the reason of the Mishkan. If we don't have a Kedusha, we consider them a Dava Kadosh, and if we refrain from using them for a Dava Kalm. Not us, sir, but it's a tradition, a minute that we don't do it, that we don't use it. Says the Gemara, anything that's Mutav Torah, any one mistake he thinks it's aser, nishal matir. You go, it's a mistake. But the ma'aseh, you would know a gisser. You should go ahead and do a shelos kachom and be able to be matir neder. The matir neder should be able to do it, even though the ma'aseh that there's a. People refrain from it, and you want to do it, so go treat it as if it's usher. And it's usher, therefore, you want to start doing it now, you should take a go and to, matineder. See, without having to go through a Shelos Kochum, the Gemara says we should do is we should say a Shelos Kochum. It's Mutter of the Isser, you should go ahead and consider it usher, and you were Machmir, you would know it be Isser, so then, you knew that it was Mutter, but you did it anyway, you decided to do an Isser, to consider it an Isser, that's a Chumrah, that's something that's legitimate, you don't have to do it, there's no Atara done, you don't need to have Atara, you don't do Atara for something like this, you know, then don't mash even, don't change it. It's a good thing you do. You put yourself an extra chumrah. There's a chumrah, it's an extra thing to protect yourself from being over an isser, even though be'etzem you know that it's mutter. Now, look, as you stay with that isser, you should not be mekel, but be matan neder, you should continue with that, doing that chumrah that you were doing before. Mishnah continues. You're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to do rechitza, and those things you can't. We don't eat, but a lot of rechitza you can do. So that's only on the other fast. What about Yom Kippur dish? But we know that's also. See, by cleaning up, that's Levi. Fancy bird, because you have the regular fast day, you can go wash your hands and feet in a regular day, regular way. You do it any other day, you can do it the same thing as well. But you can do it the same thing as anyway, and any generation. When it says, only markets, you're only allowed to wash your hands, the minimal amount. Markets yadav, my vino pana, put a little bit, you're wet, while your hands are still a little bit moist, you can put them over your face. You can go ahead, you wash your hands, you can't even put the water on your face, but use them with a towel. And then you can pass the damn towel over your face. Even that, you can't wash your face. That you can't do it in like a regular tinus. You can't even do that with more chumah than Tisha B'Av. All you can do is take a damn towel and wash your face. You can't use your wet hands to go ahead and to do that. That you can't do. Therefore, the halacha we see that this is the chumrah that we have. Fast days are less chumrah than Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av is less chumrah than Yom Kippur. It says, you know, would soak a rag in water day before Yom Kippur and then put it under his jug to squeeze it out so we get most of the water. And they said, we get a little bit of be able to wash a little bit of Yom Kippur. He would pass it over his face, and that's what he would do. That's the way he was able to get some relief to be able to go ahead. He's no longer from the Fechel Maslat Fiyak. It's already put something else, like a step removed. Therefore, that's something you're allowed to do. That he allowed him to do that would not be considered an Isser Chitza. The Gemara continues. Gemara says, "Yishuv Levi had a Maisa." Gemara said that the learned Levi didn't bitish all the time to see, but no different than the Yishuv Ella Yisum Malaka b'Makom Shenagu. But the Noeg Yisum Malaka on Tishbev, you don't do that. That's only not Gemina. Vice says, "Why Tishbev and a regular Tainus? The same thing applies to Rabbi washing. You just finishing washing is permitted. We just say in Tishbev, no washing is also. How can you say that nothing difference between them except Makom Shenagu Lisa by work as a shalat, whether it's Noeg Yisur or not Malaka? Well, no, but you see, it's a difference even on the washing. Even that's considered also." The Gemara does not answer the Shaila. Why should it be different? We see of the Chari that we do make a difference in the washing. So why is it different? So that the Gemara does not answer the Shaila as to what the difference of the case would be. If it's supposed to be the same, that it's not the same as Tisha B'Av, then why would it be an Isser to do so? The Gemara doesn't answer this kasha. The Gemara is going to say, "A person goes to Yom Kippur to his Rebbe, he's going to his daughter. Now look, then a kohen to be concerned. Maybe you're going to go ahead and wash yourself on Yom Kippur. Then you're going to go into the water on Yom Kippur. There's no such gzeira. We're not afraid a person is going to do that." Gemara says that any kohen need from Raglap if you get dirty on Yom Kippur, my feel me on because you go soak your feet in your water and don't be chashish. You're not afraid. You're not doing anything. You're not considering nisra chitza. You're just doing your feet. You're doing it to wash your feet. That you can do. More than that, you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this halacha. I'm going to be the main with Derek. What does he say? Raglap and his feet bother him. You got to go ahead. You have pain in your feet. You got to go ahead and bathe them with water to make them soothe, to make them feel better. Mar says, that's one halacha. Mar says, tell me another halacha. Avel menuda, shemach mederach. Another halacha is a menuda, is excommunicated, traveling the road, mutam in the sun. They're allowed to go ahead and wear shoes. Even when they come to the city, now they show up their shoes. Same thing with Tani Seber. You can't go ahead and remove what you have, but you can go ahead and make a note of what you had before. That'll be sufficient. So we'll stop over here.